It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
For news. Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's mostly cloudy. We're at 32 degrees. KSL's top story. Thousands of kids were on Capitol Hill today demonstrating their support for the school choice bill, but they weren't the only group rallying. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz begins our team coverage.
The sponsor of that bill, Representative Candace Perucci, says they all came to support school choice, many wearing matching green T-shirts.
So we ended up having about 2,000 kiddos up here today.
It's also National School Choice Week. Perucci also tells Inside Sources there have been some misconceptions about her bill, namely that it will gut public education.
If you do this, you must be doing two things. One, gutting our public education system, or two, not believe in our public education system. And that is not the case at all.
But others argue it still takes money from public schools to give to private ones. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
At the same time, hundreds of parents and transgender advocates were at the Capitol this afternoon opposing three bills. Our team coverage continues. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe here.
The steps of the Utah State Capitol were filled with blue, pink, and white transgender flags today. Aaron Welcher with the ACLU of Utah says many transgender people in Utah feel attacked by the Utah legislature.
We know that it's always been more than about just sports. And this year, the Utah legislature has proven that to be a fact.
Three transgender-related bills are quickly moving through the legislature. The only Republican in the Senate to openly oppose, Senator Daniel Thatcher, spoke personally with several teens today during the rally. One of those bills would ban transgender-related surgery for anyone under 18 years old. Another would ban minors from making changes to their birth certificates. And the last would require parents' permission before schools change students' names on their records. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Two of the three related bills are moving through the legislature. They're up for debate this afternoon in a House committee. Another school in Ogden is shutting its doors. The school district says this is the third one to close because of declining birth rates and the new proposed school boundaries.
Gramercy Elementary, Taylor Canyon Elementary, and now James Madison Elementary have all fallen victim to revamped school boundaries and a decline in Ogden students. The new boundaries stem from the changing birth rates and enrollment in the school district. The Utah Board of Education found a decline in enrollment, falling 11.3% from the 2018-2019 school year. And Davis Demographics projects that by 2031, enrollment will fall 16%. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Home sales are down in Salt Lake County, and prices have declined for the first time since 2011. On top of that, mortgage interest rates rose. That's what Dave Anderton with the Salt Lake Board of Realtors says he thinks. It may just be the beginning of the easing of rates on 30-year mortgages.
Well, definitely will save home buyers more money and lower their monthly mortgage payment, saving them, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars in interest. Yeah, it is good news. Whether we will see rates go down to 3% again, probably not in the foreseeable future, but we do expect it to go down to about 5.5%.
Realtors are eternal optimists. Anderton thinks rates could drop further by the end of the year. KSL News Time 4:03. Federal officials are accusing Google of anti-competitive practices. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Justice Department in 8 states have filed a lawsuit against Google for unfair business practices. Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta accuses the online giant of monopolizing digital ad revenue.
We allege that Google has captured that revenue for its own profits and punished publishers who sought out alternatives.
Anti-competitive practices were also the subject of a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Ticketmaster in the hot seat over what went wrong during the pre-sale for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour. Taylor Swift's fans wanted to make their voices heard on the subject.
FTC against Ticketmaster!
Now, they rallied outside the Capitol during the hearing. Inside the hearing, Ticketmaster's competitors accused it of unfair business practices. Ticketmaster says more needs to be done to control online bots that cripple the purchasing experience. Classified documents have been found in former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana. After hearing about documents at the Biden residence, Pence's attorney conducted a search of his home and found around a dozen documents marked classified. In November, ABC's David Muir asked Pence about classified materials after the raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
Let me ask you, as we sit here in your home office in Indiana, did you take any classified documents with you from the White House?
I did not.
Pence's attorney says the documents were inadvertently boxed and transported to Pence's home at the end of the last administration. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaios, KSL News Radio.
Attention Disney fans, they've closed Splash Mountain at the Magic Kingdom theme park in Orlando. The company plans to reimagine the ride to remove any ties to the controversial film Song of the South. Some fans have filed a petition to keep the ride the same. KSL News Time 4:06. Len Thomas is here. First look traffic. What's going on the roads?
Well, Jeff, into the valley below from Parley Summit, no delays. Southbound I-15, the slowing is stretching out from Murray now to Sandy. The Mountain View Corridor, it's slow from Parkway Boulevard to 3500 South. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.